That news is brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagle social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo, starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks, and all profits from the lunch stand are given to the Auxiliary Charity Fund. There will not be bingo on Super Bowl Sunday. They are going to host a Super Bowl party at the Norton Eagles. They invite you out to have fun with family and friends and cheer on the Chiefs as they take on the 49ers in the Super Bowl. The bar will open at 5 p.m. and they invite you to bring your favorite snack and finger foods to share with everybody as the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Also, the Norton Eagles Valentine's dinner offerings for Wednesday, February 14th, starting at 5:30 p.m. They will be having a pork chop meal or a chicken breast meal offered for Valentine's. So make plans to take your honey and sweetie to the Norton Eagles for Valentine's dinner. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by the Norton Correctional Facility. Your forecast for today: there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 5 p.m., and widespread dense fog, mainly before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 53 and a light and variable wind becoming southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 8 p.m. with a low around 47 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation tonight is 90%. On Saturday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 51, and the chance of precipitation is 90%. On Saturday night, showers before 7 p.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m., and then showers after 10 p.m., and the chance of precipitation Saturday night is 90%. On Sunday, showers mainly before 1 p.m. with a high near 46. And on Sunday night, there's a 50% chance of showers before 7 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with the low around 37. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
Norton Correctional Facility is looking for hardworking, dependable employees that want to help transform lives. They have correction officers positions available starting with a wage of $20.13 an hour and the potential to earn an additional $6 an hour pay differential. That's $26.13 an hour on day one. They also offer excellent benefits and promotional opportunities. With over 31 departments, NCF has several other opportunities as well. If you want to find meaningful work with excellent pay and benefits, check out the website at ncfcareer.net. That's ncfcareer.net.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be mostly cloudy with the high near 54. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with the high near 61. On Wednesday, it should be mostly cloudy with the high near 63 and breezy. And on Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with the high near 57 and breezy. Currently with fog, it's 37 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is north at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.78. The dew point is 35 degrees, and the wind chill is 32 degrees with the visibility of a quarter mile. It is 9:07. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Friday, February 2nd party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Well, if you look outside, you would not know that Phil did not see his shadow this morning. And you know what that means? That means
early
that
spring.
Early spring should be here. Now, the temperatures kind of tell that story, you know,
yes,
with the 60s and 50s. But if you look out the window right now with that fog, I don't know what Phil's thinking. But I do want to remind everyone that it is really, we're down to a quarter mile visibility right now. That fog is very thick. I could actually see it coming in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so please be very careful. If you need to be, if you have to be out driving around, check the road conditions and drive slow. Be very, very, very careful and cautious. It's supposed to be cloudy most of the day, and this is supposed to stick around until it said like 1 o'clock. So, you know, if you don't have to be out, please stay home and be safe, because that fog is pretty thick. I mean, honestly, when I was driving here this morning, I do this, what, every day, and I kept thinking, did I pass the station? I could not see. And usually I can see there's a camper out there. I can see the camper and the trees, even when it's snowing hard. But this morning, I can even see our mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kept thinking, do I always drive this far? I mean, it just was weird. So, I mean, and that's just on this small little stretch of road. So be very, very careful when you're out and about. And like I said, Phil did not see his shadow this morning. So we've got an early spring coming our way. So, you know, we'll see how that pans out. The thing is, it's all the way in Pennsylvania.
I know.
And so, you know, you can take that how you want. But I choose to believe that Phil's right this year. Just because it makes me feel better.
Exactly. So, it's a positive outlook.
It is a positive outlook. Speaking of positive, hey, we've got some Blue Jay basketball going on tonight. That's very exciting. They're going to be playing in Plainville. The girls will start at 6 o'clock. The boys, right around 7:30, when the girls are done playing their game. That's going to be called by Jeff Porter and Brexton Eisenhagen. And you can catch all that action on KQ&K, AM and FM, and also on Facebook Live. The girls start wrestling in Phillipsburg today. I think it starts around 3 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm sure Fig will let me know if I'm wrong. But Fig's going to get there as soon as he can. You know, he does have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has to fulfill those commitments. But he's going to get there as soon as he can, and he's going to try to carry that on Facebook Live. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Hi. I want to wish my dad, Horace Collins Jr., a happy birthday.
Horace Collins Jr. has a birthday today.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday to Horace. Yeah, tonight, Blue Jay basketball. And then tomorrow is the Panther Classic. That'll be taking place in Phillipsburg. And Fig and the crew will be there. They'll be also on KQ&K, AM and FM, and on Facebook Live. Exciting stuff coming up. And then on Monday, the basketball team, boy, they've got a busy schedule next week.
Back to back to back.
I know. Monday, they have their makeup game from the one that was canceled or postponed, not canceled, because of weather. And then Tuesday, they have a regular scheduled game, and then they'll play again on Friday. One good thing for the Blue Jays is Monday and Tuesday are both home games.
Yes, they are.
So that's very good for them. And then on Friday, they'll be traveling, I think we said Smith Center.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've got a busy times coming up. So just, you know, and especially with the wrestling, turn your radio on as soon as you get up in the morning and listen to KQ&K all day long so you don't miss a second of the action. Because, you know, with wrestling, it's just kind of when our wrestlers come on the mats and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to miss any of it. Turn your radio on. Just leave it on. You'll be sure to hear when Fig comes on and does all the play-by-play for the wrestling. Awesome. You ready for trivia?
I'm ready.
Oh, we'll get a phone call first. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, beautiful lady.
Good morning, Jean.
How are you guys?
We're doing good. How are you? Are you feeling better? You sound good.
Yeah.
Good.
Are you ready, Maggie, for my list?
I'm ready.
Okay. Les McDerrick today.
Who?
Les McDerrick, B-A-I-R-D.
Okay.
Herbie Johnson today.
Okay.
And for tomorrow is Linda Walter.
All right.
And Chris Gilmore on Sunday.
Okay.
And go Blue Jays all the way.
Go Blue Jays. So we agree 100%.
And go my happy high and go Scooter high.
We will do that. We promise. Hey, Gene, you have a great day. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning. I'd like to wish Addie Lanier a happy birthday tomorrow.
Addie Lanier on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Keep them coming. We love that. Here we go. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I would like to wish my daughter, Serenity Van Patten, a happy 21st birthday on the 4th.
Serenity Van Patten. How many?
21st.
Wow. And that is on the 4th. Okie dokie. A big one.
Thank you.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I kind of remember when I had my 21st. Barely. That's a long time ago. It was fun. Maybe that's why I don't remember. So, which is a good thing. I'm here. Okay, so are you ready for some trivia?
I'm ready.
Okay, so trivia is being brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. Give them a call today at 785-877-3359. Place your order online. Download that Pizza Hut app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. You can also stop in and dine in at the Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And remember, when you're listening to the games and wrestling on the radio, you don't want to miss a minute by having to stop and cook and clean. And you just really don't want to do that anyway. That's okay. Call our Norton Pizza Hut because they'll deliver from open to close. Isn't that lovely? If you have won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give someone else a chance to win. If you want a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you won or it will expire. But keep in mind that once you pick it up, you do have a week to use it. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer. You're going to be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Okay, so we were talking about Punxsutawney Phil a few minutes ago, and he didn't see a shadow. Thank you, Phil. But I'm going to ask a question about Groundhog, okay?
Okay.
So remember, be the first caller with the correct answer, 785-877-3378. You'll win that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So in history, when was Groundhog Day skipped? In history, when was Groundhog Day skipped? Be the first caller with the correct answer, 785-877-3378. And while we wait on that answer, we're going to break for our open market report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. Once again, in history, when was Groundhog Day skipped? Oh, we got a phone call. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Well, it started 135 years ago, I think.
What I want to know is when was it skipped? There was a time they didn't have Groundhog Day.
When was it fixed? I don't know that.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
I'm going to try.
Okay, who is this?
Joy Morris.
And Joy, what is your answer?
During World War II?
Yes, ma'am. It was during World War II. Great job, Joy. You just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut.
Well, thank you so much.
You can pick that certificate up here. We are closed from 11:30 to 3:30, and we're back open again until 5. But if you need it between those times, please call us, and we'll be glad to leave it for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Joy. Bye-bye. All right. Yes, it was during World War II, so it's quite interesting. I never knew this. Newspapers had to remain tight-lipped about any information that Germany and Japan could use against the United States, and the rules were so strict that weather forecasts couldn't be broadcast on the radio, and papers were forbidden from publishing sky conditions and exact temperatures. Huh. I didn't know that. They could, however, write in vague terms like it will be cooler than yesterday or temperatures will be the same as yesterday. Well, in 1942, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, canceled its annual February 2nd event because, according to Punxsutawney Groundhog Club president Bill Cooper in 2002, they didn't want to give World War II enemies any favorable weather forecasts. Isn't that interesting? I never knew that.
Me either.
Joy, she knew. She called right away. And
that's putting a lot of pressure on Punxsutawney.
I know. I know. Maybe it was a good thing they canceled it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he would probably be like, I just don't know what to say. Shadow, no shadow, what do you guys want? But Joy, you knew the answer. Great job. You won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Hey, we're going to break for our open market report brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Be caller number 3 for your chance to win a Super Bowl party for 10. Call now.
On Super Bowl Sunday. Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill at the Mercantile. Live cattle February up 15 cents at 179.90. April up 12 at 183.30. June up 7 at 181.20. Feeder cattle March up 40 at 245.27. April up 32 at 250.85. May up 37 at 256.07. The lean hogs February up 20 cents at 76 even. April up 30 at 84.05. And May up 30 cents at 88.57. Over at the Board of Trade, March corn up a quarter of a penny for 47.5, May unchanged, 458 and a quarter. The rest of the complex is trading lower, including December down 0.75 at 478 and a quarter. Soybeans for March down 1.5 at 1201 and 3/4. May down 1.75 at 1212 a bushel. And November down 1.75 at 1183 and 3/4. Crush numbers released yesterday afternoon by USDA for both corn and soybeans. A record 481.7 million bushels of corn used for ethanol production during December. That was a five-year high for the month and a five-year increase from November's corn draw. As for the soybeans, 204.3 million bushels crushed in December. That was a new all-time high, but the trade was expecting even higher, ranging 206 to 207 million bushels. The wheat complex continuing to trade higher on news of lower-than-expected European wheat production. Kansas City March up 11.5 at 632 and a quarter. May up 11.25 at 631. July up 8 at 622 and a quarter. Chicago wheat March up 7.75 at 609 and a quarter. May up 7 at 616 and a half. July up 5.5 at 619 and a quarter. On Wall Street, markets reacting to the higher-than-expected job creation numbers. 353,000 jobs created in the past month. Dow Industrials down 144 points at 38,375. NASDAQ and S&P both higher. Crude oil down $1.16 a barrel, and the dollar index up 71 cents. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Friday. I sort of say Thursday. Yesterday was Friday. Today I'm calling it Thursday. Jeez. It is Friday.
At one point yesterday, I thought it was Wednesday.
What is wrong with us?
I don't know. Because I asked you a log question. That's how we do our programming. We do what they call logs. And my question...
Are you going to be done with your logs? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I got to do my logs tomorrow for the weekend. I'm like, oh, yeah. I don't know what I was thinking.
I'd much rather get it wrong on Thursday than Friday and think it's Thursday, you know?
Yeah, this is true.
Because it is Friday, and I'm very happy about that. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Friday party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Well, Phil didn't see a shadow. We've got... early spring coming, but if you look out the window right now, it sure does not look like it.
Not here. Maybe in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, maybe
in Pennsylvania.
I need to watch and see how bundled they up the words, if they're as cold as, I mean, as nice as weather as we're having. So, you know, it really feels like we could get an early spring when you walk outside and actually feel it. But when you look out the window, it just looks yuck. And, you know, we've got that fog, although I will say that the fog does seem like it's waning just a little bit, but it's still pretty foggy out there. We're still at a quarter mile visibility, so if you don't have to be out and about today, stay home, enjoy a day off, or wait until later this afternoon to get out on the road. It's supposed to clear off like about 1. That's what they're saying so far. You keep an eye on the weather, but just stay home and stay safe, because that fog is hard to drive in. So,
and if you are driving, sometimes your automatic lights don't turn on during the day, even if it is kind of overcast and foggy. So be sure to turn your lights on.
There you go. Good, very good tip. Because, you know, you may forget about that because you just don't have to do it all the time. But. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Hey, welcome to your Friday Party Line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy, and I think we're about ready to get started. Are you ready?
I am so ready. I did notice, though, that you snuck in a Super Bowl sounder while we went to break.
And
I'll
test.
Take this time to remind everyone that we started registering for our Super Bowl party giveaway yesterday. And so continue to listen to KQNK. You never know when that sounder is going to be on the air, and it asks you to be caller number 3 this year. We switched it up, and so when you hear the Super Bowl sounder, you'll be caller number 3, and we're giving away that Super Bowl party for a party of 10 next Friday to one of our lucky registered listeners. And the Super Bowl party sponsors are Norton Auto Supply, your CarQuest dealer in Norton, Moffitt Drug, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Epke Liquor, Jamboree Foods, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Joy Johnson, your agent here in Norton, First State Bank, J&R Liquor, Norton Glass, Pizza Hut, Wing Street, and Acres of Oberlin. Those are our Super Bowl sponsors. We appreciate them in helping us give away a Super Bowl party for 10 to a lucky listener. But as a sponsor, one of our sponsors will also have an opportunity to win a matching Super Bowl party, and we'll do that with the help of our listener that wins the party. And we're not going to do it during Party Line.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. They must have thought we were. We won't be doing it live during Party Line, because you have to leave your phone number, and we just don't want to share that.
Exactly. But we just want to remind you that we're doing it, and then we'll continue to do it. I am going to have to be here over the weekend, so you never know. I might even put some on over the weekend while I'm here.
Better listen. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah, could you do something for me? Wayne and
Donna's going to
be the 4th.
Hey, you cut out for a minute, Karen. Repeat what you were saying. Karen, if you can hear... Hey, Karen, can you call us right back? You keep cutting out on us. I think we got a bad connection.
Yes, I'll call you back.
All right, thank you. Yeah, because it kept
shutting her off.
Yeah, I bet she'll call right back. While we're waiting on her to call, you want to tell them too another way they can win some great prizes?
Sure. I'll talk about our Valentine's Day date night giveaway. Dad and I got it. I was going to do it later, but we're good to go.
I'm sorry.
You throw me, you know, we're good. I'm going with the flow.
I'm sorry.
Our Valentine's Day date night giveaway, Dad and I got all of the boxes out yesterday, and so they are ready for you to fill out the registration forms. We just need your name and your phone number. Make it legible, because if we can't read your name, we'll just pick another person. We'll pick another one, because we're not going to sit there and try and figure it out for, you know, forever. And we've had that happen where we can't read the name, we can't read the number. So make it legible if you actually want to win. We ask that you only do one registration per visit per sponsor location, and we'll be giving away our Valentine's Day date night on Valentine's Day. And that package, you're going to get all of this if you are the winner. I'll tell you more in just a minute.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah, good morning. I'll try it again.
You sound a lot better.
Did you put Wayne and Donna's anniversary on the fourth on radio? They've been married 40 years.
Wayne and Donna, what's the last name?
Jones.
Jones, 40 years?
Yep, on Sunday.
All right. Got them down. Thank you.
Thank you, hon.
Thanks, Karen. Have a great weekend.
You too, hon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, one lucky winner will win a dipped rose from Russ's Jewelry. They will also get a $50 gift certificate, good at Garden Gate, etc. You will have your choice of either a 4-inch tuxedo cake or a 4-inch red velvet Valentine cake from Destination Kitchen. You will also get two tickets to an upcoming movie at the Norton Theater, plus one of their sweetheart concessions that they have offered. You will get TNC Kitchen dinner, and you will also get a $50 gift certificate from Thistle. And we appreciate all of our sponsors for our Valentine's Day date night giveaway, and those include Moffitt Drug, Russ's Jewelry, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Cowpoke Supply, Garden Gate, etc., Jamboree Foods, Destination Kitchen, Norton Theater, Fit to Go, TNC Kitchen, and Thistle.
All right. Sounds like fun. All you got to do is fill it out. I mean, that's a great prize package.
Yep. You'll see the boxes at those participating sponsor locations I just mentioned. I'll be getting the Norton Theater's box to them tonight. They are closed on Thursday, so we didn't get it to them yesterday, but I'll get it to them tonight. And so you'll see the box with a big old pink sign on it, and get registered. Make it legible.
Awesome. All right. Hey, I don't even feel like I need to tell anybody because we're getting all these great phone calls, but we are waiting on phone calls. If you know anybody that's having a birthday today, tomorrow, or Sunday, give us a call at 785-877-3378. Let's get them on the list. At the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen, also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call. Get them on the list. We've got a couple now. We want to, at the end of the show today, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., and Click Your Heels Travel. And stop in at Garden Gate, etc. today for all their great items for that special Valentine and maybe a little bit something for yourself. Garden Gate, etc., right here in Norton on Highway 36. And Click Your Heels Travel. Call them at 785-871-4109. And if you want to know why you need to use a travel agent, well, Click Your Heels Travel is with you from beginning to end, no matter what. Give them a call at 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're in search of anything, call us here at 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors, the Norton Theater, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, J&R Liquor, and the Norton American Legion. Thank you all so much. Because of you, we get to be here. You get to go first.
All right. I am going to let you take a phone call.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Hi, I have a birthday and an anniversary.
All right, whose birthday?
Joel Pacillas.
Joel Pacillas, all right. And whose anniversary?
Lisa and Joel Pacillas.
And how many years?
Two.
2 years. All right, we have both of them down now.
Thank you, Lisa. Happy anniversary.
All right. If you're looking for the coldest drinks in town, look no further than J&R Liquor in Norton. They keep their walk-in cooler fully stocked with all your favorites, including Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, Mike's Hard Lemonade, specialty drinks, seltzers, and more, all ice cold and ready to go. Don't forget you can get your Kansas Lottery tickets. Did you win the lottery?
Do you see me here?
Well, I thought you came to work for me, not because of the job.
Well, do you see us here? Because if I won the lottery, you wouldn't be working either.
Okay. All right. So you can still go and be a winner with J&R Liquor. They're located at 112 North 1st Avenue in downtown Norton. It is Friday. That means it is Favorite Flavor Friday, where we give you a new recipe to try out. And you can get some of these ingredients at J&R Liquor. And in celebration of it being February, this is the first Friday in February, so we do have a new theme for our favorite flavor Friday recipe. And no, it is not heart themed or love themed. There is something else that we celebrate in February. On this year, it is on February 19th, and that is President's Day. And so Natalie thought it would be a good idea, because she's not the one that has to find the drink recipes.
They weren't that hard. I mean, there was a lot of them.
Yes, there was. But when she said this, she's like, what if we do drinks that are named after or have something to do with presidents? And I was like, okay. So, yeah, that is what our theme is going to be for February. So our February Favorite Flavor Friday, that's a load of Fs.
Yes, ma'am.
February Favorite Flavor Friday recipes theme will be president themed cocktails. And so for today's recipe, I am going to do a JFK daiquiri. Cocktail culture in the 60s was quite elaborate, and JFK ironically favored the Cuban-born tropical favorite, the daiquiri. You can pretend to set sail for the tropics with this amped-up daiquiri. And so this was his favorite drink. It's the JFK daiquiri. You use 2 ounces. Okay, and just keep in mind, some of these names brand alcohols may not be currently available, so you might just have to ask those at J&R Liquor what can be substituted. But this is what it was at the time. 2 ounces of, and I'm probably not going to say this right either, Canna Brava rum, 3/4 ounces of lime juice, 1/2 ounce of Royal Combier, 1/2 ounce of simple syrup. You shake all the ingredients over ice and strain into a chilled cocktail glass and garnish with a lime wheel. So you need 2 ounces of Canna Brava rum, 3/4 ounces of lime juice, 1/2 ounce of Royal Combier, and 1/2 ounce of simple syrup, and you will make yourself a JFK daiquiri.
Yummy.
Yummy.
And it sounds like an easy one to make, too.
Yes.
That's nice.
Very easy. So it actually was easier than I was thinking when she came up with the theme to find president-themed cocktails. And so we have a plan of attack on which ones we're going to do each week. And we invite you to Favorite Flavor Friday recipes every Friday in February.
Awesome. I can't wait to see next week's. Hey, I'm going to talk about our Norton Chamber of Commerce. Donna came in on Wednesday for our coffee table show to let everybody know that they are now opening up tickets for the banquet where they're going to have their dueling pianos to everybody. You know, at first it was for chamber members. They wanted to make sure that all the chamber members that were interested got their tickets. But now anybody can purchase tickets to go to the banquet. All you have to do is call the chamber office at 785-877-2501. Donna also wanted to remind everybody about the raffle tickets they have for the vacation giveaway to the Lake of the Ozarks. That trip will be August 1st through the 4th. It'll be for 4 days, 3 nights. It's $50 for a ticket, and they have 200 tickets available, but they're running low. So if you want to get a chance to win this great vacation, you can also talk to them about that. It's only $50. It's a $5,000 value for this trip, so it's a great deal. Also, one other thing that Donna wanted everybody to know is that she recently sent out some correspondence to members, and some of them had some technical difficulty. Some people didn't get their correspondence. Some people got some that they didn't really apply to them. So she's redoing all that. She's also going to contact the chamber members and talk to them. And so if you got correspondence from the chamber and you were like, I already paid this bill or I already knew this, Donna's going to talk to you, or you can call her at 785-877-2501. You can always also stop in and talk to Donna at the chamber office right here in Norton on State Street. And thank you to our Norton Chamber for all they do.
All right. Every Friday, we give our listeners a chance to win one ticket. We're giving 2 tickets away with our Valentine's Day date night. But every Friday, we give away 1 ticket to an upcoming movie and a medium popcorn at our Norton Theater. And we do this by playing a little bit of movie trivia. And we base it on currently playing movies. And so this week's chance to win that ticket and a medium popcorn, what famous play is Anyone But You based on, and who wrote it? 877-337-LATE. As long as you've not won in the last 30 days, you're eligible to win. What famous play is Anyone But You based on, and who wrote it? While we wait for your call with the correct answer, we'll tell you what's playing at the Norton Theater starting tonight, February 2nd through Wednesday, February 7th. We are holding over Boys in the Boat, rated PG-13. During the height of the Great Depression, the members of the rowing team at the University of Washington get thrust into the spotlight as they compete for gold at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. Also playing is Anyone But You, rated R. Despite an amazing first date, Bia and Ben's initial attraction quickly turns sour. However, when they unexpectedly find themselves at a destination wedding in Australia, they pretend to be the perfect couple to keep up appearances. Tickets are $8 for adults, $7 for children 12 and under. There will be no Sunday discount tickets. Showtimes are Monday through Saturday at 7, Sunday at 5. The theater is closed on Thursdays. And just a reminder, since one of the currently playing movies is a rated R movie, please note that for R-rated movies, if you are under the age of 17, you will need to have your parent or guardian at the door to give verbal permission to watch the movie. No emails, phone calls, text messages will be accepted. So again, a quick recap of the currently playing movies at the Norton Theater starting tonight through next Wednesday, February 7th, Boys in the Boat, and Anyone But You, and our no. And our trivia question for a ticket to an upcoming movie and a medium popcorn: what famous play is Anyone But You based on, and who wrote it?
Interesting.
Very interesting. I didn't know it. And oh. I'm not a poet.
No, you weren't. You are now. I'm going to talk about the Norton American Legion. At the Norton American Legion, they want to remind you that their club room is open every Friday at 4:30, where you can enjoy some snacks and some great company. And you can also reserve that club room for things like banquets and receptions, parties, reunions, and meetings. Just call Gary at 785-871-0509 and find out the availability and what you need to do to reserve that club room. You can also call Gary for any information you want about the Norton American Legion, where the club rooms open every Friday at 4:30 and snacks are available. Call Gary at 785-871-0509 at the Norton American Legion, where members and guests are always welcome.
We're still waiting on your phone calls here on the party line. If you know of anyone celebrating a birthday today or over the weekend, give us a call, and a lucky person will win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know of any couple celebrating an anniversary anytime this week or over the weekend, call them in. And at the end of today's show, a lucky couple will win a gift certificate, good at Garden Gate, etc., and also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, give us a call, 785-877-3378. Or if you know the answer to today's movie trivia, you can also call. We still do not have a winner. TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today and over the weekend. They have some good specials starting today. They have on their buffet beef pot pie served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. For dinner tonight, you can enjoy the Mexican buffet or cod for the special. For Saturday's lunch buffet, enjoy Polish dogs and kraut with macaroni and cheese. You know, TNC Kitchen has the best macaroni and cheese around. For Saturday night, you can enjoy prime rib or surf and turf for the evening special. And on Sunday, you can enjoy off the buffet fried chicken, fish, and beef stroganoff served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. On Sunday, the lunch buffets come with salad bar or dessert. Every other day, Monday through Saturday, your buffet comes with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. So a brief recap of the specials starting today and over the weekend for their lunch buffet. Beef pot pie is today. For Friday, it is Polish dogs. For Saturday, Polish dogs and kraut with macaroni and cheese. And Sunday, we'll have fried chicken, fish, and beef stroganoff. They all want to remind you that on February 10th and 11th, so not this weekend, but next weekend, will be their weekend to be closed for the month. They appreciate everyone's cooperation and agreeance. I agree that they deserve to have a weekend off to spend time with each other, away from the family-owned business. And so February 10th and 11th will be the weekend they will be closed this month, so make sure you make note of that if you usually do your meal planning around TNC Kitchen for the weekend. But they also want to let you know that they're going to have a special Valentine's menu available. This menu will be the only thing served after 4 p.m. on Valentine's Day other than their kids' menu. But what a menu it is. You can enjoy Southwest chicken, chicken fried chicken, chicken fried steak, ribeye steaks, prime rib, surf and turf, shrimp platter, salmon fillet, shrimp scampi, or snow crab legs. Which one out of all of that, Natalie, would be your favorite?
Oh, all of them.
I think Jonathan would go for snow crab legs, and I would go for surf and turf. That would be mine. So if you want to take your honey out, you can plan on that special menu for Valentine's Day. This will be the only menu offered after 4 p.m. on Valentine's Day other than the kids' menu. And this menu does include a drink excluding alcohol and dessert with it. So what a way to celebrate Valentine's Day. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511.
All right. Hey, it's time for history. You ready? Since I missed up.
Let me give the movie trivia question one more time. If we don't get an answer after this, then we just won't give it away today. For a chance to win a ticket to an upcoming movie and a medium popcorn from the Norton Theater, what famous play is anyone but you based on, and who wrote it? I'll actually give you the who wrote it, just to give you a hint. It was written by William Shakespeare. What famous play is anyone but you based on? All right.
All right.
There we go.
Now we'll do history while everybody, myself included, contemplate that.
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to remind you that history is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Don't forget, at Kansas Land Tire, they're fully staffed and ready to service all of your home and auto, all of your auto and light truck needs, not your home. Call them today at 785-877-5181.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
All right. Thank you for holding. You were calling with an answer to the trivia. Who is this?
Pat Otter.
Pat, what is your answer?
Much Ado About Nothing.
And that is correct. Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare is what the movie Anyone But You is based on. Way to come back with something William Shakespeare. You've just won yourself a ticket to an upcoming movie and a medium popcorn. You can pick that certificate up here at the radio station during regular business hours.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, Pat.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, this is Horace Collins Jr. He's 89 today.
Wow, 89th birthday. All right, got him down.
Thank you. All right.
All right. On this day, February 2nd, 1863, Samuel Langhorne Clemens used a pseudonym for the first time. He is better remembered by the pseudonym, which is Mark Twain. In 1892, William Painter patented the bottle cap. 1897, the Pennsylvania State Capitol in Harrisburg was destroyed by fire. The new state house was dedicated 9 years later on the same site. In 1913, Grand Central Terminal officially opened at 12:01 a.m. Even though construction was not entirely complete, more than 150,000 people visited the new terminal on its opening day. In 1935, Leonard Keeler conducted the first test of the polygraph machine in Portage, Wisconsin. In 1945, U.S. President Roosevelt and British Prime Minister Winston Churchill left for a summit in Yalta with Soviet leader Joseph Stalin. In 1946, the first Buck Rogers automatic pistol was made. Also in 1946, the Mutual Broadcasting System aired 20 questions for the first time on radio. The show moved to television 3 years later. In 1950, What's My Line debuted on CBS TV. 1962, the eighth and ninth planets aligned for the first time in 400 years. In 1980, the situation known as Abscam began when reports surfaced that the FBI had conducted a sting operation that targeted members of the U.S. Congress. Phony Arab businessmen were used in the operation. And finally, on this day, February 2nd, 2004, it was reported that a white powder had been found in an office of Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. The CDC later confirmed that the powder was the poison ricin.
Today's February 2nd. It's National Tater Tot Day. I love tater tots.
Tater Tot Day.
Bubblegum Day. Detest gum.
Love gum. Love gum.
And it's National Groundhog Day. We've talked about that. That began in 1887. In music, in 1949, the first 45 RPM record was released, like these little ones we have stocked up here.
I still am trying to figure out where we can put those.
I know. In 1957, Fats Domino sang Blueberry Hill and Blue Monday on the Perry Cuomo Show on television. In 1959, Frankie Avalon's Venus was released. In 1959, also, the coaster song Charlie Brown was released. In 1973, NBC TV debuted The Midnight Special. In 1978, Van Halen signed with Warner Brothers Records. And in 1993, Willie Nelson and the IRS settled their longtime standing feud. The U.S. government kept $3.6 million in assets it had already seized, and Nelson would have to pay $5.4 million of the $13.1 million balance. I know, I'm not saying that. In sports, in 1949, golfer Ben Hogan was seriously injured in an auto accident in Van Horn, Texas. In 1967, the American Basketball Association was formed by representatives of the NBA. And in 2003, Danny Heatley with the Atlanta Thrashers became the fifth player to score four goals in the NHL's All-Star Game. Happy birthday today to Christie Brinkley, born in 1954, the Sports Illustrated cover girl and former wife of Billy Joel. Farrah Fawcett was born in the state in 1947, Jill Monroe on TV's Charlie's Angels. And Shakira was born on this date in 1977. She's the Latin singer of Whenever, Wherever. People that died on this date, Philip Seymour Hoffman died on this date in 2014. Great actor, Oscar-winning star, the 2005 movie Capote. Boris Karloff died on this date in 1969, the original Frankenstein's monster of the cinema. And he was also the voice on the Thriller soundtrack, the one that did that little poem. Gene Kelly died on this date in 1996, the dancing star of Singing in the Rain. This is the date that Chris Kyle died in 2013, the author of American Sniper. And Burt Parks died in 1992. There she is, Miss America. Yep, the longtime host of the Miss America pageant.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today and over the weekend. Celebrating birthdays today, Friday, February 2nd, we have Aaron Hill, Caden Joe Enfield, Grant McClimate, Horace Collins Jr., Herbie Johnson, and Cody Land. Celebrating birthdays tomorrow, Saturday, February 3rd, we have Adeline Lanier, Linda Walter, Canyon Snow, and Katie Carwise. And celebrating birthdays on Sunday, February 4th, we have Sabrina Todd, Chris Delmont, and Slayton Braun.
How many do we have called in?
We have 8 called in. And those numbers look so pretty.
They did. Did you get the anniversaries numbered on?
Yep, okay, we have 3 anniversaries. Yep. Okay, so we have 8, so I'm going to get these all really shook up here. Number 4. That is so much easier to read. Number 4 is Joel Pacias.
It's little things, Mandy.
I know, it is. And so now I got to fish out 1, 2, and 3. And 2, 1, 3, and you can pick the anniversary. For some reason, that sound is just... I don't know what about that sound today. Oh, my gosh. Oh, 3. Number 3 is Wayne and Donna Jones.
Happy anniversary. You just won yourself a gift certificate, Good at Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel.
Recapping our phone calls, we have good luck, go Blue Jays, from your biggest fan in Colorado. Happy birthday going out to Horace Collins Jr., who is celebrating 89th birthday. Leslie Baird, Herbie Johnson, Linda Walter, Chris Delamont, Addie Lanier on Saturday, Serenity Van Patten, who will be 21 on the 4th, and Joel Pasilas. And happy anniversary to Wayne and Donna Jones, who will celebrate 48 years on Sunday, and Lisa and Joel Pasilas on their 2-year anniversary.
Awesome. Thank our sponsors, the Norton Theater, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, J&R Liquor, and the Norton American Legion. Thank you all so much for your sponsorship. It's because of you we get to be here. Don't forget, basketball tonight with the Blue Jays. They'll be playing in Plainville. The girls will start at 6 o'clock, the boys right after about 7:30. And then tomorrow we have the Panther Classic in Phillipsburg for the wrestling. And then don't forget to keep listening for the Sounder.
Yes, we'll have the Sounder going out throughout the day. Again, I'll be in on the weekend to do some stuff at the radio station. So you never know, I might put in a couple of Sounders over the weekend as well. So be the correct caller and you'll get registered each time. Yes, you can get registered more than once. We have several lucky people that have done so. And you just have to be the correct caller.
Awesome. It's fun.
It is fun. Lots of fun.
And when you're out and about, register for that Valentine.
Yes, I'll give you the Valentine registration locations. So if you're out and about doing your shopping locally, you can get registered at Moffitt Drug, Russ's Jewelry, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Cowpoke Supply, Garden Gate, etc., Jamboree Foods, Destination Kitchen, Norton Theater, Fit to Go, TNC Kitchen, and Thistle are the locations you can get registered for the Valentine's Day date night giveaway. And we also want to give one more shout out to our Super Bowl sponsors, and those include Norton Auto Supply, your CarQuest dealer in Norton, Moffitt Drug, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Epke Liquor, Jamboree Foods, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Joy Johnson, your Farm Bureau agent in Norton, First State Bank, Norton Glass, Pizza Hut Wing Street, Acres in Oberlin, and J&R Liquor.
Awesome. I'm not winking at you or anybody else. I feel like I just got a little hair. It last couple minutes, this is killing me. All right. I just want anybody to think I was flirting on a Friday. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a great weekend. Mandy, thank you.
Thanks, Nat.
And have a great weekend. And again, keep listening because Mandy's going to sneak into the office and she may just throw a few in there. So
I may, yes.
You never know. And in the meantime, I hope everybody has a great weekend. And don't forget about us on Monday for Party Line. Same time, same place.